Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 23rd September 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports 13,754 new COVID-19 cases, a slight drop from yesterday's 14,990. The overall total number of cases in the country now stands at more than 2.1 million. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said that Selangor tops the list again with 1,985 cases reported in the last 24 hours. Other states that reported above 1,000 cases were Johor, Sarawak, Sabah, Kelantan and Penang. A syndicate stealing and modifying electricity supply to carry out Bitcoin mining activities around Selangor have been busted by police, with the arrest of 9 local men aged 18 and 27, resulting in the biggest seizure of Bitcoin setup worth more than 1.2 million ringgit. According to State Police Chief Dato' Arjun Naidi Mohamad, the integrated operation, which included Tenaga Nasional Berhad, Special Engagement Against Losses team, launched an operation and raided 30 premises that were carrying out the mining activities in 8 Selangor districts. Dato' Sri Marsidi Manjun earlier today said at the State Assembly that Sabah will reopen its district borders according to zones soon, similar to the 6-zone system implemented last year. Marsidi said the state's immunisation rate may be higher than what is reported in the statistics, as the figure does not include Sabahans working in the peninsula and have received their vaccine shots there. On the international front, the United States, Japan and Italy have pledged more shots to the rest of the world after world leaders from developing nations warned that vaccine hoarding could lead to the emergence of more coronavirus variants. COVID-19 vaccine hoarding by wealthy countries has left the door open for the emergence of new coronavirus variants, even as infections already increase in many places. Leaders from developing nations warned the UN General Assembly this week. Facebook has been ordered by a US judge to release information to investigators seeking to prosecute the country for international crimes against the Muslim minority Rohingya. Facebook said in doing so, it would violate a US law barring electronic communication services from disclosing users' communication and has refused to release the data. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.